Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. So it's been 3 years since the onset of COVID, and it seems that one of the upshots from the big lockdown was an interest in baking, especially bread. And it also seems that quite a few people have stuck with it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino is a whiz at baking bread, and I think he got something a little bit different in mind this week.
Yeah, let's just do flatbreads. I think it takes all the pressure off from, like, you know, trying to get this dough to rise and then proof it and get this light, fluffy loaf.
Right.
Same process, yeast, you know, all the flour, sugar, water, salt. But we get to roll it out flat at the end and just kind of pan fry it or bake it.
That sounds really simple.
Yeah, I think there's a great, you know, I mean, I love pita, don't get me wrong. It's a little bit of an involved, it's a very fortified bread dough recipe, but something that kind of splits the difference is a Turkish flatbread called bazlama.
Bazlama.
And again, yeast, water, sugar, salt, flour, but then a bit of yogurt, a little bit of Greek yogurt. And you just want to make this dough, cut it into some like 2 ounce balls, roll them out, and then you just pan fry them till they're beautifully dimpled brown on all, each side. And it's a huge crowd pleaser. I think you'd be shocked how delicious it is for the little bit of work. And there's a traditional sort of garlic chili tomato chutney that goes with it. There's traditional Turkish things, ginger, chili powder, paprika, crushed tomato, etc.
So that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, if we find our way up north to Norway, they make their flatbreads with whole wheat flour. Whole wheat flour will give you a denser bread, but these are rolled out so thin that I actually use a pasta maker set on the widest setting to roll them out and bake them. And then they're just beautiful whole wheat crispy, and we just get some smoked salmon, some cream cheese, lemon caraway seeds, and just make a spread for that. It's perfect.
Oh, wow. Is that why I see those little packages in the store? They almost look like crackers. Is that the same thing?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. If you're down in Sicily, there's a great flatbread called Pan Caruso, named after Enrico Caruso, because ideally you roll it out as thin as a sheet of music. But when you bake it, it blows up. It becomes puffy and looks like a whoopee cushion. It's very funny. It's got big air pockets in it. What you're going to want to do with that is the traditional eggplant caponata, which is just a very Moroccan influence, because there's all savory ingredients, cocoa powder included, which is something people don't think of in a savory dish, but olives, fresh basil, pine nuts, capers, roasted eggplant, chopped up, mixed with tomatoes, red wine vinegar, etc. It's delicious.
It sounds a little bit like ratatouille.
Yeah, exactly, except it's not cooked. It's not as stewed.
Right.
It's more of a spread. You know, you do roast the eggplant, but you just mix in the other ingredients without cooking.
Oh, Jerry, that sounds really fantastic. What we'd like to do is put all of these recipes on the website so you can try them at home. And they really don't sound all that hard, Jerry.
Agreed. As long as you've got some yeast and some flour, a few other things, you can really crank out some fun flatbreads.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to do that. We're going to put it on the website at WYPR.org under Radio Kitchen and hope that you go look at it. I'm Al Spohler.
Yep, and I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.